Park Experience is going to be on Sunday, June 30th, 2019. And Bishop Owen Martin and Life Worship Center, they're inviting you to their Christmas Gala on Sunday, December 23rd at Club La Rousse in the Bronx. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our featured segment. And over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about some great music here on Groovin' Radio. 50 years of music is a real milestone. So, Anthony Turner, you go ahead and introduce our very, very special guest this Saturday morning.
Well, our special guest on Mic Check today is Grammy Award-winning group. We're talking about Inner Circle, one of the most respected reggae groups with a long history of successes dating back to the mid-70s. And Inner Circle's journey took flight in 1978 while playing at the One Love Reggae concert in Jamaica. And Chris Blackwell signed the group to Island Records. And that same year, they achieved international success with the album Everything Is Great, which charted in the UK and in France. Tragically, however, just as the band was poised for another major international breakthrough, lead vocalist Jacob Killer Miller was killed in a car accident in 1980. Devastated, the band broke up, and Ian Lewis and Harvey, they actually moved to Miami and opened Circle House Recording Studios, while Roger Lewis joined the group soon after. And Inner Circle has since achieved new levels of international success with their single Bad Boys, which became a number one hit in almost every European territory. It actually sold approximately 7 million, yes, 7 million copies worldwide. Fox Television chose Bad Boys as the theme song for its reality show Cops. And Bad Boys was also used as the title song for the Will Smith, Martin Lawrence action film titled Bad Boys 2. And after winning a 1993 Grammy for Best Reggae Album with Bad Boys, the band scored another hit with Reggae Dancer, which earned a Grammy nomination for Best Reggae Album. Inner Circle recently collaborated on a remix with Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg featuring Berserk and iOctane. And in 2014, they worked with Chronix on the single Tenement Yard, which features Jacob Miller's vocals from the original track. They also recently did a One Love remix, which included hip-hop star Pitbull and Peter Morgan from Morgan Heritage. So there you have it this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mic Check with Grammy Award-winning group Inner Circle.
Celebrating 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us this Saturday morning is the one and only Mr. Roger Circle. Yeah, man, Roger Circle has now joined us. Good morning, Roger. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good morning, boss, and good morning, New York, and good morning, all reggae music fans and all the people that love good and wicked music.
Good, morning, positive, morning. And wicked reggae music. 50 yeah, years, 50 well, years of music, sir. Walk us through a bit. I know 1 hour is not going to be enough, but just walk us through a bit of this. How did this all started?
Unless is more than enough to verbally go through everything. But this grew out of a love of music when I was really very young. Mm-hmm. Really very young. My sister used to date, you know, Derek Harriott used to have this group called the Jivin' Juniors. Mm-hmm. So my sister used to date one of the guys in the Jivin' Juniors. So I got to know Derek and these people really early. Well, I was maybe like, 8, 10 years old, I think. Mm-hmm. And they used to have Veer John's Opportunity Knock music thing. I went to Carib Theatre with her because my dad said, well, I'm not staying with him today. You take him with you. Mm-hmm. So that was my beginning. And seeing live music for the first time, wow. That really, you know, caught my attention. And I said, as a little fat, chubby kid, I said, I am going to be a musician.
Wow, wow. And you know, oftentimes, you know, Roger, and I said this last year at one of our presentations, this year at one of our presentations at Grooving in the Park, when Damian Marley's band finished playing, I made note of it that players of instrument oftentimes don't get noticed. But if you're in this music thing, you know, and you don't play and you don't play an instrument, it's like something is missing, you know?
Well, honestly and truthfully, in these times, it has kind of showed us that, you know, you can be great. You don't have to be a great even in the music business, because I don't really call it the music business. To me, and I guess a lot of people, it's really the entertainment business. So if you can entertain, whether you play an instrument or not, you can write music, you can have it in your head. Because for me and many of us who don't really hardcorely read and write music, one of the hardest things to do is get the thing that's in your head down to the instrument, or you know, that it can be played. Some people can just write the music when they hear in their heads, but some of us may, it's hard. The thing about it is that those early days when I was growing up, you had to play an instrument. If you wanted to be part of the music business, you had to play guitar, piano, drums, you had to play an instrument. Today, well, it's a lot of rap, so you know, people don't have to play any instruments. And many of the, you know, because I run a studio in Miami, and many of the stars I see come through there, they don't have a clue about music itself.
Right.
You know, chord progressions, stuff like that. But they have talent in what they do. They make the beats and then put them stuff to it. And hey, we all enjoy it. Some of us don't enjoy it, but it's still great, man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest this morning, founding member of it, one of the founding member of the group Inner Circle, Roger Lewis, a.k.a. Roger Circle, Inner Circle, recently celebrated 50 years in this music, in music. You know, Roger, before Inner Circle, and you know, last week one of our very special guests was also a member of Inner Circle that spanned, and they spanned off their group and form a group called Third World. They're celebrating 45 years. Before Inner Circle, there was a group before that. I don't want you to miss that group. You know, what was the name of that group that you had before Inner Circle was really born?
My brother, I couldn't remember what it was, because, you know, when you're young and, you know, you remember, you know, we're all coming out of high school.
Right.
But this thing really, really when we were young.
Jamaica and, College.
Yeah, JC, that's correct, in school, and Ibu. And we all pretty much lived in the vicinity of Mona Heights. That Mona area, and, you know, walking home from school. And the thing about it, you know, is that Cooper's aunt, who he lived with, because he's really from Spalding, and you know, he lived in Mona with his aunt, and his aunt was a music teacher. That's how Cooper really got to, you know, really be proficient in piano and reading and writing music.
Right.
And I must say, till today, because, you know, we had a big celebration in Miami the other day, and Cooper was there, and all of the guys who started that journey with us from high school. And Cooper was really instrumental in a lot of us learning whatever we could about you know, formal music. And to this day, I lift my hat to him. He's a teacher, I think, at the Edna Manley School, and teaches enough kids. And I still lift my hat to him, because the man great, my virgin, that, you know, kind of way, you know?
You know, Roger, I call him, I no longer call him Ibo Cooper, you know. I call him Professor Ibo Cooper, because that is how good of a person Ibo Cooper is. This man writes music, he plays music, he reads music. And I mean, for him to, Anthony, for Ibo to write the score for the orchestra that played that Grooving in the Park last year. It was such a magnificent piece of work. Inner Circle celebrating 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen. Girl, I want to make you sweat.
Standing across the room, I saw you. And start running wild.
And you know, Roger, reggae music is infectious. Reggae music has touched millions and millions of people around the world. As I mentioned before we started, 50 years in music is a lot of years. But now, spinning out of Inner Circle, and I said this to you in a private conversation. I said this to you that Inner Circle reminds me of the group Genesis. Because so many great things came out of Inner Circle. We mentioned Ibo Cooper, Anthony. When Ibo Cooper left Inner Circle, they went on to form a group called Third World. They're celebrating 45 years. And then you also mention in the bio, you mention Jacob Miller. I mean, and when you mention Jacob Killer Miller, when you mention Third World, you're talking about Cat Core. You're talking about folks like Bunny Ruggs. You're talking Richie Daly. I mean, just some great folks. So when you look at Inner Circle, Inner Circle is responsible for a lot of things in music, you know. And you're such a humble brethren. It's now time you kind of throw out some of the humbleness and start tweet your hands, you know, brethren.
You see, think about it, you know. You think about all kind of music, you know. Mm-hmm. Your environment impacts you a lot.
Yes.
And our environment, we in them days are coming up. Well, one would say, I don't know, half uptown, more, you know, not so much downtown. Mm. So when you have the roots, man, them like the Greg Rice, the Dennis Browns, you know, many people never really recognize Inner Circle as such, and even Third World to a certain degree in the beginning as mm-hmm. such, mm-hmm. like household roots people. That is why with the advent of Jacob coming aboard with us, that really, really took us to another level mm-hmm. in terms of the everyday man identifying with Inner Circle, mm-hmm. the everyday man in the street. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jacob come with Tenement Yard and Tired for Liquid in a Bush and all his songs, mm-hmm. and plus that with us, coupled with us, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think that we would be more, as I say, easier identify with a man in the street, because sometimes people hear the songs, yes, they know the song Sweat and Bad Boy, La La Long, and you know, mm-hmm. they know it internationally. But when you come really down to the man in the street, the everyday man, yeah, I know them sooner, but yeah, in a circle, yeah, the man, all right, the man, whatever. Well, so, but yeah, give me the D Brown, give me the Gregory, give me the, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. when we, look into ourselves, along with us and Third World and everything there, internationally, mm-hmm. we can't really complain. Because when as ambassadors, reggae ambassadors, we are also reggae ambassadors.
True, true.
And in that light, you know, mm-hmm. we would like to be given credit for that. We, you know, the man in the average guy in the street may not identify, as I said, so much in that way with us. Like, you know, the Gregories and the, you know, the other root singers. But mm-hmm. I that is where I stake my claim, and we internationally, Third World, others, Black Uhuru, mm-hmm. on, Steel Pulse, that is where we really stake our claim.
You know, growing up just around the Mona Heights area also, when I played for Real Mona, they used to call us Uptown Boys. but that is the same reason, that was kind of the same thing, Anthony. They used to refer to Third World as this Uptown group. There is a thing in music in Jamaica, you know, that when Sean Paul broke in this music business, Uptown youth, as if Uptown people are not Jamaicans. And again, you know, again, I am going to say that Inner Circle is responsible for a great part of Jamaica's music. Why? If you look at the folks that came out of this group, Inner Circle, and what they did for our music, it is tremendous, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're not going to talk about an uptown thing, because I like to tell people that I was born and raised uptown and I attend school downtown. You guys have been singing about healing the nation for a long time.
Yeah, that is, as I said before, you know, coupled with Jacob, the roots, man, because Jacob is extremely impacted by his environment, going Russell Road and the roots thing, and Jacob is a man, always used to come by, used to jive us the same way too.
Mm.
Jacob used to say, we're uptown, man, I don't want a man like me, I'm in the roots, and we're going to mash it up, and which, honestly, because when those guys departed in 1973-74, you know, Jacob came aboard and another dimension, and, you know, there's nobody I know, really, mm-hmm. that really loved life and was really, really spirited in that way. You could see it if you see footage of 1978 peace concert, and Alan, you know, and PT is going on, and Jake, And, you know, with the belly out the door and, hey, Jacob was something else. You have to realize also, you know, that along with Cooper in the early days of Inner Circle, we did a lot of festival stuff, you know. All that Johnny Too Bad, that was Inner Circle. Right. And the biggest festival song as far as I am concerned, Cherry O' Baby. Mm-hmm. That was our production and everything along with Eric Donaldson.
Yes.
So, you know, we played on a lot of big songs. We used to play a lot of stuff for Scratch, Derek Harriott and Scotty in the early days. You know, as you say, maybe we're too humble to talk all these
Listen
things.
Listen to me, man.
We're really, truly a part of the Jamaican music scene.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And we used to back up a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things for us, me, Ian, and everybody in our days when Cooper was not there, was that we played on Bob Marley's first album, the track Stir It Up. That's us in a circle.
You know, again, and that is why we started this presentation called Grooving Radio. That is why we started this portion of the program called Mic Check, is to educate our folks about us, or educate our folks about folks like Inner Circle. You know, the next song I'm going to play is called Healing the Nation. Jacob Miller leads on this one.
A word with you. Only take a minute, sir.
50 years of Inner Circle.
You no fight against the rum, man. You no fight against the wine, man. You no fight against the cigarette smoking. Yet you know, these things give cancer.
You know, Anthony, oftentimes when we play a song referring to herb, referring to marijuana, referring to ganja, one of the first names that comes to mind is Peter McIntosh. Peter McIntosh. Roger Circle, when you look at how far the legalization and medicinal marijuana has come, you guys have been singing about this for a long, long time. Huh? Well, Healing of the nation.
Yeah, you know, tired for liquid in a bush, etc. But the thing about it is just not us alone, you know. Because even before us, because what I remember when I was a young man going to JC, and, you know, people used to side of the road, come from Papi, you take the bus, or you walk, or you're in that environment. Mm-hmm. I used to say, no, Rasta man, but everybody used to say, why would a man do this and why would a man smoke weed? And you, so you thought in your mind that as a young 10-year-old of them there, that, whoa, this is like the worst thing and the worst. But as we came along and we grew up more in the music industry, at that young age, we got to realize this is really a thing of Sacramento aboriginal. It's more a African thing. It's more a people thing. It's more a medicinal thing. You know, I was not really heavy into weed or weed smoking. Jacob was the man more into that. But I would say from the medicinal part, I have benefited from it to a certain degree.
Yes,
so
yes.
I don't know. We all say, and this is true for everyone as Jamaicans in total, you know, we grew up with weed. Mm-hmm. We know about weed. Mm-hmm. So when you have people in the world talking about, oh, boy, you smoke too much weed, your brain gone. You smoke too much weed, you now have children. Hey, most weed man I know about 10. So we can debunk from our research, our everyday research. We can debunk all that big foolishness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't say everything in excess is great, but you know what I mean? Certain things we know about, because we is roots people, and look at even the food situation. In Jamaica, we used to grow up, but we know about organic.
Yes, yes.
Them just a catch up about organic and even, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, anything in moderation is good, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to tell anybody this, because if you eat too much food, Anthony, it can get you sick. Too much water can get you sick. So anything in moderation is good. Anthony, I have a question for Roger Circle.
Yeah, no, just, you know, hearing Roger talk about Jacob Miller, and, you know, looking back and the impact that, he had on the music, and the international recognition that he was going to get. Just talk to us a little bit about Jacob and the man and the music, because he came on, he was a great singer. Yeah. He made it popular, even as a fat man.
Yeah, but you know, that's like a big, bright star that came up to shine and was really about to really shine.
Yeah.
And then
just tragically.
He died in March 1980. Yeah. I must remember, too, you know, Jacob and Bob was really, really, really tight friends, you know, in the last part of his life, in the last months and everything, you know. So one can imagine. Can you imagine if Jacob and Bob was still out and get together and do things? And yeah, man. And the thing about Jacob, you know, Jacob was a fast learner. Mm-hmm. And in terms of his environment and putting words and music to his environment. And, you know, and then he was with Augustus Pablo a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, in doing productions. So, you know, King Tubby's days, because our introduction into the more, the more roots part of the reggae was with Jake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being introduced to Scratch and introduced King Tubby's, Jacob. He can't stop Jake, you know, whether it's by foot, by car,
he was quick.
It's Jacob that. Jacob everything. And, you know, he was really a people person. I can say one thing about Jacob. People might say, why? Bias and him know Jakes and Jakes is him friend, but I gonna tell you the honest truth, man. If there's a human being that is really incapable of hardcore hating people and disliking people, if anything I learned from him and in his character, that was Jacob, man. Jacob never dislike or hate anybody. Yeah, he might get vexed with a thing with you a minute or two.
True.
And then hey, Jakes back to being Jacob, man. Prankster, full of life, laughter, everything, man.
You know, I remember that Sunday evening that accident took place. We were actually at Buttercup Park in Mona. And when we got the news that Jacob Miller died, we were like frozen, because Jacob, I just actually came back. He was on the road with Bob. And he had came back to Jamaica right before he died, Anthony. And it's like I am seeing this in my head right now, because those were the days when we were playing minor league at Real Mona. And it's funny that you transition into Jacob Miller. I want to play a song. And, you know, when we sat in front of our television, and for years, we heard this song. When we heard this song, I would say, some Jamaican youth, them there now. In a second.
What you want?
50 years of music.
When Sherry John Brown come for you. Tell me what you want to do. What you gonna do. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool?
You know, this song would play on television days and days and weeks and weeks and years and years. Roger, I mean, when Fox and Cops pick up this song as their theme song, I mean, what was that like for Inner Circle?
Well, you know, the funniest thing is that there was this guy who used to shoot video. I think he was from India, Indian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to come by the little studio that we had in the beginning. And he used to always, you know, critique and want to shoot a video. And said, boy, his name was Taz Salini, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say, Taz, man, you know, there's money you want to charge to look a video of them, man, you know, help us out, man. So one day, a few months after we made that song, it was 1988, I think, something like that. And I came back and said, you see that song you have there, Bad Boys? That's going to be a big song. So I said, yeah, man. You want to samify we and get some money. So you talk anything. I said, serious? That song is going to be big song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, forget about him. So the introduction to the Cops thing was really, well, I wouldn't say benign, weird. It's just a girl coming by and say she was working with some people. And she remembered Inner Circle. I remember us in the studio we had. And she came by and asked, listen, these guys up there, you know, making some documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted a song for this thing they're shooting with police people. Would you like to submit something? We said, yeah, okay, give her a cassette. And that was the last. I didn't think much about it.
Right.
And then after that, this man come and said, well, him is the guy for the thing, and he's doing this drama, documentary thing, mm-hmm. and he like to use a song, kind of like it, and the Bad Boys, because with police, all right, boss, bim bam. And, you know, never thought much about it again after that, either. Because you know these things go. We don't think that can make no you know, make you famous or something.
Right.
And I remember we were away, and it came out, actually, on TV. Mm-hmm. And somebody called us and said, hey, why are you not going to like this one? You know, can I pay police a lot of black people and this and that? And when a song and someone comes, say, well, I don't know the man, I'm turning police. And, you know, these things. And, you know, so,
after
so we thought
Babylon.
It was really a one-time thing that would come
right.
out as a document and go away. Mm. But, hey, that was from 1989 till now, you know.
Right.
I must say that it really helped our career to a certain degree internationally, without a doubt.
Yeah, definitely. But that's funny, man. You guys turned police.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
know,
we had never seen it. We had never seen anything on it, you know,
in terms of it being out there, you know.
Mm-hmm. And another highlight, I must say, man, mm-hmm. I remember where we were in Los Angeles, and this guy named, you know, my nephew, Abib, he knows the guy. Mm-hmm. And the guy came in. I'm not sure. I think the rehearsal place and everything. You know, so I hear these guys outside, and I say, "Yeah, man, Mark and them guys talking. I hear this guy, bad boys, bad boys." I say, "Wait, well, everybody know in a circle. Well, bad boys. You know that? Honestly, no lie. When the record said, get you there." Will Smith.
Wow.
Come give us a visit. And yeah, I must say that. You know, that guy's a great guy, too. What you see with him is what you get.
Yes, yes.
You know, a little bit that I know of the few times that we've met and been introduced to him. And he has actually really come to our studio in Miami and done work. So, hey, you know, great man. And, you know, thank for all of that. Because, you know, coming from Jamaica, because you them got GSC. And, you know, we never really believe that we'd ever reach these international levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been to places all over the world where, to me, and some parts of Eastern Europe, where we play, and I said, damn, why? And them people probably never hear about reggae music and probably never see black man in person.
Right.
And, you know, this is places on the Baltic, small little towns in Lithuania, people. But people know the song. So, hey.
You know, it's amazing because over the last couple of weeks here on Groovin' Radio, every Saturday morning I do a musical presentation, our music mix. And I've been circling Jamaica. I've been presenting. This morning our presentation came out of St. Catherine with the likes of Christopher Martin, Iba Marr, I Wayne.
Yeah, man.
And
Christopher Martin, big singer.
Yeah. And
wow. We have talent, you know, Jamaica. Very talented.
But you're
in
something.
Athletics, football, everything.
Yeah, man.
Good.
But here's something. My earlier guest this morning for a congratulation interview, she was born and raised in Augustown. And I met her uncle while I was playing for Real Mona. Itana. She came from Augustown. And you know, the whole, and I'm saying this now because the whole uptown music scene, Anthony Turner, Judy Mowat is from Gardentown, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. You talk about Dwayne Stevenson, Sizzla Kalanja, Itana from Augustown. You talk about our good friend Jack Radix. He's from Old Pastors, Jamaica, right across from Mona. And then you talk about Inner Circle, uptown youth them from Mona.
Augustown connection, because we used to know what, even where them have the track now, the bottom of the university where the big swimming pool is, by the mountain. We used to know that was our stamping ground too.
Augustown,
because Dwayne Stevens' dad, I grew up with him.
You see, the whole connection is there, the uptown connection. This next,
we may give us the uptown name, but we never really have the uptown money.
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
This next song will take us up to the station break. And when we come back after the station break, we're going to go into some of Jacob's music. We're also going to feature some of Third Row's music, because Third Row came out of Inner Circle, ladies and gentlemen. None shall escape this judgment. Inner Circle celebrating 50 years of music right here with Groovin' Radio. This Saturday morning, Roger Circle is our very special guest.
Shally money, shally money, shally money, shally money, callie eye. None shall escape the judgment in this time.
And with all what's happening in Washington, I would like to make sure this administration pay attention. Judgment time is coming soon. What you say about that, Roger? The special counsel will bring judgment.
Prophetic words, my brother. Prophetic words. None shall escape judgment.
None of them.
Yes. Jehovah has gone forward into Babylon. Declare equal rights and justice amongst the heathen.
Anthony, real quick, you see how equal rights and justice came back into this conversation? It was only last week that Ibo Cooper said Peter Tosh's equal rights and justice is well, I mean, I tell you, we'll come back, we'll forward.
I must always do anything just say.